My next guest on the Career Musician Podcast needs no introduction to me because I've known her for a while. In fact, we worked together with Eric Benet several years back, and we remain in contact on and off, but Miss Belle Johnson is not only an amazing singer, okay, but she's a dope songwriter, actress, and author as well. And she's going to tell us all about it. Belle, thank you so much for being the guest here on The Career Musician.
Oh my goodness. I'm so excited. I'm so excited to be here. Thanks for having me. Absolutely. I feel special.
Okay, so there's so much I want to talk about, but first I want to start with how we met. Do you remember that with Eric Benet?
I do remember that. And the reason why is because I said, who is this funky dude playing this instrument? And it was, because you used to sing that part, love. Oh, that used to be your note when we sang that.
That's right. And you assigned that note to me. Rie
was on there with us.
Rie Tsuji. Yeah, she was awesome. And oh, do you remember this? Thundercat was on bass.
Of course. Thundercat and I, we still talk. We still talk.
Great.
I see him from time to time. But we had Eric had an all-star band then.
Yeah, he did. And my dude on drums from the Bay Area.
Dante Roberson.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Man, we had great times, didn't we?
We did. I missed those times. It was very warm and it was a really good experience for me.
It really was. Now, was that one of your first forays into that level of gig, so to speak?
I have to say it was. I have to say it was.
Thought so, because you're young. Okay, before I'm getting ahead of myself. Tell us what brought you out to LA and how you got started in music and all that good stuff.
I'm born and raised in Watts, California.
Wow.
I am born and raised in Watts, California. My father was in the Five Blind Boys of Mississippi. He was the lead singer of that group. And I guess I would say my sisters and my brother, we all got our gift from him. I just kind of really wanted to do it. It was like in my bones. So I didn't really have or anything like that.
So your father was the lead singer in
the original Five Blind Boys of Mississippi. They are up in the Grammy Museum. When you go there, you see my daddy just singing his heart out. And I didn't believe him when I was a kid because he used to tell me all these stories about how him and Lou Rawls and Sam Cooke would hang out. And he and Sam Cooke had a little rival because Sam was smooth. He said, oh, that boy was smooth. He said, boy, I used to be so mad when he walked on that stage and them ladies would go crazy. He told me about all this stuff. And then it wasn't until he passed away, I got a chance to really actually see all these photos and like, oh, my goodness. He wasn't lying. This is real. It was just like, oh, mom, I saw this talent show. Can you put me in this talent show, please? It's $35. Oh, I saw this. Can you do this? So it's been going since I was a kid and I've just been working. And I honestly thought that I would be like a solo artist, but that became a whole different world and really hard as I got up and around and in those circles. And one day someone said, we need a girl to fill in here. We don't know who it is, but we need her to fill in. And this is what it pays. And I said, I'm on my way.
Man, that.
And when I showed up, it was Eric Benet.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't know who it was. And that day, my mother died and came back to life.
What?
So it was like, okay, are you going to go do this gig or go over here and see about your mom? My best friend said, I got your mother. Just go do the gig. This might be a once in a lifetime. So I went over there. My mother was fine. After a couple of days, she was fine. And yeah, and that gig changed my life.
Wow. I had no idea that we were such a part of, such an integral part of that time in your life, right? That, mm-hmm. That experience, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And thanks to Xavier Marshall. He was the road manager there. I don't know if you remember Xavier. He had the dreadlock.
Yes. Thank you. So he's the one that called you.
He's the one that called me.
Xavier, I do remember him. Wow.
Yes. He's the one that called me.
Okay.
Xavier Marshall.
All the dots connected. I love it. I love it.
Yeah. Yeah. I forgot what his jazz band is called. D3.
D3?
They were very popular. I think D3, but yeah. Yep.
Wow, awesome. What was the most memorable experience in that? Do you have anything that stands out in that band?
With being with Eric?
Yeah.
Thundercat, don't kill me.
That's why, that's why I'm snooping around, because I have one.
Cat, he has shown me, and I was just telling my son this morning, because my son is on a weird tip of his own, and he's like, the kids are doing this, the kids are. I said, you know what? I said, you know that weird looking boy that you like, Thundercat, and he wears all the crazy stuff?
Yeah.
I said, he's mommy's associate slash friend, and he's been weird like that since she's known him.
That's right.
I told him, one day we were all out. He got a check in per diem. He spent all of that money on some weird piece of clothing. It was like Bapes, I think.
It was Bapes.
And, and he was broke the rest of the time. It was hilarious. But he said, guess what? I've got my Bapes though.
And he was hitting all of us up. Yo, man, can I get a couple bucks for some food? Of course we all
did.
Oh, man.
Yes, he was.
That's it. I remember him going to the hotel lobby computer and looking up all the different types of Bapes that they had.
Yeah.
And we were in Washington, D.C. one night. There you go. That's so funny. That's the same memorable experience I was thinking of. So that's why I was snooping around. So don't get mad at us, Thundercat. We love you, bro.
We love you and very proud of you. Very proud of you.
Beyond so proud. It's amazing because he made that transition from side person into full-blown artist on his own.
But you know what? He was always that. And that's why he was like that. He was always that.
He was destined. Absolutely.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Moving on from there, just the little bit of your resume here. You got J-Lo, aside from Eric, you got J-Lo, Miley Cyrus, Kanye. Come on, let's talk about that. What were those experiences like? Listen, like your son, I think all of the aspiring career musicians out there say, well, how do I get a big gig like that? How do I do that? Anybody out there listening that wants to work with some of the people that you've worked with or of that like mind, shed some light on that, if you wouldn't mind.
I wouldn't have been able to give this advice years ago, but I've had some time to reflect and look back. And as I look back, I would say I was very focused. You have to be focused and you have to be ready. Mm. And outside of that, you have to be easy to get along with. You have to work well in these environments. Do not be a headache. Do not come in with what you want, your opinion. Be able to be a team player and know that your time for progress and everything else will come. But to get these gigs, be versatile. Be ready, be a team player, and have really good ears. And keep a bag packed and a passport ready. Because you never know when someone will call you and say, we're going here, we're going there. Be ready and be confident and sure. Don't look to your left or your right. Look at you and make sure that what you're doing is the right thing all the time. Focused and ready. This is the energy.
I love it. I love it. So there's a lot to unpack there. So we got to get to work. Okay. When you say focus, let's start there. We'll work backwards. When you say focus, can you expand on that a little bit?
I did nothing but sing. Mm. There was no in between. There was nothing in between that. It was just like, oh, this is what I'm doing. As a kid, oh, this is what I'm doing. And every little $10 gig, $50 gig, it didn't matter how much the gig paid as a teenager into adulthood before I started working professionally. I always took the same professional attitude. I always brought the same professional level of talent every single time, and being humble and just kind of knowing that this is where you belong. You have to sit in there. But being focused to me just means eat, sleep, breathe. That thing that you want to do, because you don't want to be a jack of all trades.
I love
that. You want to master something.
A phrase that I say all the time, jack of all trades, master of some. Because the way I think about it, like you said it earlier, we have to be versatile with our genres of music that we can play and perform, right? but we also have to be focused. So you know that, hey, I'm focusing on this area. I'm not trying to be a country singer, a rock singer, a blues singer, a jazz singer, a gospel, right?
Yep.
But you do have to have enough knowledge to hit on each one of those if called upon to do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's what focusing in on that one talent is. Just learn everything about that talent that you possibly can. Now, I'll say this much. If someone said, give me a D on the piano, I look at them like they're crazy. But some will say that I have perfect pitch because I don't sing a song outside of the pitch I originally heard it in. That whole deal. But I think that it's a lot of young, great talent out there. I just don't see a lot of people are trying to make friends instead of getting into just the music of it all, because I think things have changed as well. People who are in charge, all that good stuff, it's different.
Yeah, I like that a lot. So when you say people are trying to make friends, you tell us more. What do you?
So if it were, I needed to hire a guitar player. Uh-huh. My friend Larry, he kind of sort of plays the guitar, but my friend Mike, he really plays the guitar. But because Larry really is my friend and Mike may just be an associate music friend, I'm going to call Larry.
Got
it. And the person who's supposed to be getting the job doesn't get the job.
Right.
Because we're cliquish. So we got a lot of that going on too.
I love that. I love that. Really, the click thing is that's a tough subject because there are cliques that exist. It's just the way it works, right?
Yeah.
But that's not isolated to our industry or even this facet of life. That's in every area, every aspect of life.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. Yeah. Now that leads really well into this concept that you said a little while ago, get along with everybody, have a good personality. Expound on that because boy, being humble, sometimes it takes certain people to a longer time to learn the humility, right?
Absolutely. And for me, I learned to, you have to live in the moment because doing this, you're going to meet some people that are nothing like you. They're not the same culture. They're not the same color. They may not even believe what you believe. But does that make them a bad person? Does that make them someone you can't be in the same room with, have camaraderie, and so on and so forth? I met some of the best people in my life along the journey of doing music. Mm-hmm. They are nothing like me. Nothing like me. We don't even do the same things, but these are, I call them sisters and brothers at this point now. But you have to have a good attitude. You can't come in with an ego. You got to leave the ego at the door because doing this, you're not the best person in town. You're around so many wonderful people. And if iron sharpens iron, why would you even want to be the best in the room?
That's right.
Because as long as we're doing this, we're constantly learning.
Man, I love that. Brandon Coleman at one point with
Brandon Eric. Coleman, yeah.
Oh, were we on it together? Yes, we were on it together because that's how I met Brandon. Yes.
Yeah, because sometimes certain people wouldn't be available at the same time. So we had to substitute because remember there was Agape at one point.
Yeah, I wasn't there because he played guitar.
Exactly. We would go, there was like an in and out. And then, so it was,
Got it. And then do you remember the time that
Davey Nathan
couldn't make it because something happened with his passport?
And that's how Brandon came in,
and
right?
I think that's, he called Brandon to sub for him. Yes. That's how Brandon came in. Yeah.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Brandon is amazing. And rest in peace to your brother, Marcus Coleman.
Thank you. That's absolutely right, man. So sad. And because Marcus was incredibly talented as well. So
incredible.
Just a talented.
Incredible.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then I also noticed that you are friends with Vonzell Solomon.
Lonzette. She is just, honey, she is just a load of fun. She is just a hoot. What a talent she truly is.
Right. So we have so many common denominators here. I did the American Idol's 2005 tour, and she was a contestant. So I toured with her all around the country.
Wow. Yeah.
And she was awesome back then. This was, 2005. So she had just started in American Idol, but she was great. Kicked butt.
So we're part of the American Idol alumni as well. I did all of the backgrounds for the American Idol. If I'm not mistaken, I don't know how far Vonzell got on Idol. I can't remember, but I know she got really far.
Yeah, she was in the top 10 because only the top 10 contestants got to go on the tour.
Exactly. I don't know if it's, I know I did the Encore album season 5 or season 6 with the,
Then we just missed each other because I did season 4. The tour for season 4 happened in 2005.
Okay, so right.
And then you went after that. Yeah, that's awesome. Yep. Another small world.
Yep.
Incredible. Okay, so now look, what is it? Maybe 2 years ago, I got an interesting phone call from you. Maybe 3, maybe longer than that. I don't remember. And you were like, hey, is your daughter interested in acting or trying out for certain things? And then I introduced you to my wife and you and my wife hit it off. And then you tell us about all these amazing opportunities that you have for actors and yourself. You're an actress. And then you developed like your own agency. Is that correct?
Yes, I started an agency. Then it became a management company because if I were to be an agency, then I wouldn't be able to actually continue on working. As an agent, you cannot work.
Wow. Okay.
But you have to be a manager in order to work. And I have booked many national commercials and I have booked people on many national commercials. I love seeing people succeed. And so me helping in any kind of way is just a plus for me. It feels really good. So that started because my oldest son wanted to be on TV. And so I had to do a lot of research. And after he booked 2 movies, several commercials, he was like, oh, okay, I'm done. I think I'll probably do karate now. Like he was done. But for me, I was like, what? I like this. So I kept it going. And my youngest son has been a Pampers baby. He's been in Nike commercial. My oldest son, he has a short film movie. It's called Shazam. And it's really good. They play it on regular TV all the time. And he's been in Build-A-Bear commercials, Gap commercials. Like, he's been in a lot of things. And so have my clients. It's a good thing. It's a good thing to do.
Yeah. You got to see, like, really behind the scenes how it all works then, right?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
All right.
Yes. And if you focus in, yet again, you got to focus and do the things you're supposed to do, you can make.
I love that. I love that. Now, it goes back to the same thing of we have to focus, but we also have to be a really good juggler of our time.
Absolutely.
You do have to have several irons in the fire, right?
Yep. A lot of the times you do. You can't run around and be broke. And that humbleness, that humility will say, it's okay, I'll go work at Starbucks because I already know what's around the corner.
Because a new opportunity is just waiting. You just can't see it yet. It hasn't presented itself. That's right.
Absolutely. All the time.
You also, and I'm just going based off of what I see on your profiles and your social media, also a life insurance broker.
Yes. I got into that during the pandemic. So many people were dying and no one had any insurance. No insurance. I kept seeing all of these different GoFundMes and everything popping up. And I'm like, do we not know the importance of insurance, living benefits and death benefits?
Man.
Talking about there are living and death benefits. And especially for us musicians, we need to get like an index universal policy, something where we can put our money into and that money will help us grow because we're independent, so we are not working with the 401k. We have to create our 401k. And this index policy is called an IUL, but that's better than a 401k because the taxes, they're different. everything's different. But anyways, yeah, we need life insurance. So yeah, I became a life insurance broker.
Okay, so this is perfect. I want to sit here for a minute because I talk about this all the time with career musicians or anybody in the entertainment biz. Like you said, we do not get benefits. First of all, we don't have a steady salary, right? We don't get a steady paycheck. We do not have benefits of health insurance, life insurance, or any other kind of insurance for that matter. We don't get bonuses unless we just happen to be working for somebody who's feeling generous. And they say, oh, Merry Christmas, here's an extra $5,000 to all my band members.
Which is very rare.
Very rare. I'm pulling that out of my head. That never happened to me. So it's really important that musicians and entertainers take the time to learn their self-care business and be business savvy, basically.
Absolutely.
The other thing that I want to point out is I love your tenacity. You see a need and you say, you know what? I'm going to study that, do the research, apply myself, figure it out, and then I'm going to meet that need.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But you'd be surprised how many people have not gone for this, because the way I see it is this. You just mentioned we don't have a steady salary. When you get a policy, you can pay that up for the year. So if you have a great job and you're working, you're like, you know what? This is only going to be $1,100 a year. Let me actually pay this for 2 or 3 years right now so that when I'm not working, it's already paid. I don't have to worry about it. I don't have to stress on this when I do this. Not to mention, my money's gaining interest because it's competing in the stock market just a little bit, but it doesn't compete in the crash of the market. So I'm getting money from this. Not to mention, there are the living benefits that I get to have. These things help to pay for homes that you may need to live in, hospital if you just so happen to, because you know, crazy things happen while we're on the road. Next thing you know, you're in the hospital. Crazy things happen. We have been out and you've gotten robbed and stabbed.
That's right.
Crazy things. You may need to be in the hospital for a while. The right insurance policy will help you pay for your hospital visit. So if you're getting the right health insurance and the right life insurance, you are good to go and you can do it. And it's another way of investing your money as well.
All right. So where can people find out more about this through you?
You know what? If they just send me a private message on my Instagram, I can give them my telephone number and we can talk and go from there. My Instagram is The Only Bell, TheOnlyBelle.
There you go. I love that. Okay. So important, really. So if anybody's listening and really needs that, definitely get in touch with Bell. Now, something, you know, the last thing on your Instagram bio, it says world traveler, obvious for obvious reasons. As a musician, you travel around the globe. But then I really love your foresight. I love how you look at things in multidimensional fashion, because you said, sure, I'm a world traveler. I've been all around. I know how to travel. But earlier on in the interview, you said, always have a backpack ready and a passport that is not expired or within 6 months of being expired.
There you go.
So talk about that, because you never know when you're going to get that call and it's, yo, I got to go now.
Listen, I tell one of my best friends this. My best friend is like the best singer in the world. His name is LaVance Coley, and he's with Postmodern Jukebox. He's one of the best, okay? LaVance Coley, remember that name. But he loves to ask a lot of questions because he's a detail guy. Yeah. And I told him very early on, I said, listen, sometimes you just gonna have to go, because I promise you, your mind will be blown when you just go. I didn't know I was gonna be singing for Christina Aguilera when I went. I didn't know who it was for. They said, come to this rehearsal. I didn't know what it was paying. I didn't know who it was for. Yeah. I show up and they start playing the thing. And I mean, And I said, oh, okay, that's the Christina yell. We know that's who that is. And I said, okay, I'm going to be singing for her. That's cool. Half the people I worked for, I never knew I was going to even be working for them. because I just went. You got to be ready. And the great man Sugar Free told us, if you stay ready, you don't have to get ready. And so,
love that.
And so be good to yourself and have those things ready. Be good to yourself. Don't allow anything outside of you to stop you from the opportunities that you are seeking.
Wow.
Just don't do that.
You can say that a million times. I'm going to reiterate that. Don't let anything stop you outside, right? So any external situations you can't control, but what can you control? Yourself.
Absolutely.
Right. Don't let anything stop you inside, because you have enough to worry about with the odds stacked up against you. So the answer should always be yes.
Especially. Yes.
Yeah.
Especially. And you can figure the rest out when you get there. Let me tell you something. I just want to say something. This is not planned or a part of the podcast, but I just want to say to the men, I know that you're out there, you're working, you're having fun, but you make babies along the way. And then we have to deal with things like child support when we don't come to a good agreement and things of that nature. I have seen that stop so many great musicians, producers, writers, etc., from doing the work that they could do because they can't even travel to get there. Just know that the woman is not crazy for wanting help. And if you just help to begin with, then maybe you won't even have to deal with a court or child support. Try your best to procreate with a woman you want to stay with, please, or just wrap that thing up. Because I got a friend of mine through my agency that we just spoke about earlier. Babyface was looking for a male. I already knew this, but I said, you are going to get this because you are what he's looking for. I know it. You're going to give all of what he got the gig. And guess what?
I already know.
Couldn't do the gig because child support said no. Don't let that stop you guys. And that's what I mean about things that you can control. That's you can control that. You can go to the mother. You can go to the child support and say, hey, I'll set up a plan. I don't care if it's $20 a month. If you're going to get a job, we have to stop operating in a lack frame of mind. If I give you this, I'm not going to have. No, if I give you this and do what I'm supposed to do, things that are supposed to come to me will come to me. So just remember that along the journey, just in general, do what you're supposed to do and things will come to you. I'm so sorry I had to say that.
Oh, don't apologize. I think it's ironic when I was still with Babyface, because I was with him from 2007 to 2019, when I was still there and I was the MD.
Okay, so you know exactly who I'm talking about then.
That's exactly what happened, because I think I'm the one who called you and said, yo, I need this singer. I need a singer.
You know exactly who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You know exactly.
We were, in fact, at Center Staging. We were having a
great, there you go.
We were at a great having a great pre-production rehearsal for a week.
Oh my goodness!
And we were like day three or four into it, and the tour manager and the manager started getting all the travel stuff together. We had to leave, I think, maybe in a couple weeks or whatever. And then it was discovered that the passport for this gentleman was disabled, was defunct, because what happens, for those who don't know, what happens if you do have unpaid child support debt, you cannot travel anywhere. I think you can travel within the United States, but you can't travel out of the country. Yeah, I think that's it. That's what happened with that. And again, like you said, if you don't put an agreement in place and get on a payment plan, then you're not gonna be able to work.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
No, that's a great point. Something else that I wanted to talk about, because I really, it's just, man, I love how you look at things in a multidimensional way. I'm the same way. I always try to see what kind of hidden opportunity there may be. I say that in regards to your Amazon Associates link. I'm like, Get out of here. So if you click on her link in bio in Instagram and TikTok, if you click on it, it takes, the first one says Amazon storefronts. I was like, wait a minute. I'm used to seeing TikTok and all this other stuff, but I'm not used to seeing an Amazon. So I go in there and you have these travel items. You have EBT eligible. You have home goods that you like. Okay. Tell us how you got into this, because this is so cool.
Okay. So this will take us backwards and then forwards. Love. So when I was on tour with Miley Cyrus, I had a whole life change ordeal. I ended up quitting because I needed to come home and take care of personal things. As time went along, I did what most of us emotional musicians and people do. We just get emotional and we make decisions from that place. And so I'm like, I quit. I'm not singing no more. I quit. I'm not doing it. I became an extreme couponer.
I love that.
Extreme to the point where my friends are like, we not fooling with you today. We're not today. So for instance, actually today I got a king bed from Universal Furniture for free.
What?
Like a king bed, a whole king bed. So anyways, I'm obsessed with Amazon. And when I tell you, the deals are so good.
Okay.
And people think I'm spending so much. I'm like, no, guys, you have to look for the deals. So anyway, I said, you know what? I order too much from here. I need you to start my own store and give people the deals. Just share the deals.
That's right.
And so I started the store and I shared the deals because a lot of people don't even know that they're out there.
That's right.
They don't know that they're out there. So I have the storefront. You guys, come on. I'm posting it there. I'm posting it on my Facebook page, which is Belle Johnson. I will post some deals out of nowhere. I'm talking everything you need. It doesn't matter what it is. Automotive, household supplies and products.
I'm scrolling through. I see folding toothbrushes. I love the travel one. Folding toothbrushes, travel pack reusable bottles. And then I see face masks, of course, no jet lag, little homeopathic tablets. I see a Dramamine for motion sickness. I see Clorox wipes. I see neck pillows and all this great stuff. Oh, portable chargers and a killer deal on an AirBook, an Apple MacBook Air, like $234. That's nuts. And then I scroll down and I see Awoken, unisex urinal, portable toilet for men or women. I mean, it's brilliant, because if you're in a van traveling around the nation and you're like, yo, I gotta pee, and the driver's, dude, we just stopped a half hour ago. We're not stopping again.
Exactly. There you go. You're gonna pull that out and get your business on.
I love
it. So I'm like, you have everything you need, everything. And I'm gonna just add as I go, I have to put the fashion up. There's so many things. So I'm gonna have a link for home appliances. I'm gonna have a link for deals and promotions. I'm gonna have a link for the bargains. And every day there's something new where it's okay, get this deal right now because it's gonna go up by $30 if you don't get it by this time. Yeah. So when I say I have great deals, I can find the great deals. I find the great deals.
So you're actively on there searching on a regular basis?
Every single day.
Wow. That's
every single day.
Yeah, you and my wife are two peas in a pod because she's all about the deal. And man, she can get the deal. I love that.
That's what makes a good woman.
Amen to that. Knock on wood, hand to God. Thank you. Last thing here, I see this little list, pack this. We love these list pads, pre-written list pads of everything you might need for traveling. That is beautiful. So brilliant. Love it, love it, love it. All right, tell us this. You've worked with the biggest of the bigs. Like you said, Christina, J-Lo, Miley, Kanye. Most memorable experience with any of those big artists? And you don't have to divulge who or names or whatever, but anything stand out that you say, you know what, I need to share this with people?
So I have two things. So one, when I worked with George Duke. When I worked with George Duke, I was first newly pregnant with my son. Didn't know what was happening. It was like 4 weeks in. He said to me, oh, you're going to have a boy. You're a boy, mom. That's just what it's going to be, right? Uh-huh. And I'm like, okay, we'll see about that. And the next thing I know, I'm a boy mom, two boy moms at that. But the biggest one for me
And the one that let me know that my go-get and my belief in myself and the gift that God has given me is when I was out with Jennifer Lopez, I decided, hey, I'm going to write her a couple songs. I'm just going to record them because it's going to happen. And I said, this is the opportunity. We're here. We're up under her face. Why wouldn't we even try? Yep. So I went to the other background singer and friend of mine, Erin Stevenson. If you don't know her, you should, because she's tearing up the jazz and R&B charts right now. I said, we should write Jennifer. And this is what it is. And at the time, my husband at the time, my kid's dad, he was a producer. He had just come out with the Chris Brown song, Fine China, right? And that was Jennifer's favorite song to dance to and warm up to. So that was another talking point. Wow. You see what I'm saying?
Another talking point. Yeah. Uh-huh. You got to hit it.
We wrote a song for her, and the song is called Hurricane. And the song is just saying, you can't break me, I'm unbreakable. You can't shake me, I'm unshakable. Even the strongest have tried, but I survived. Even a nuclear bomb can't stop a hurricane. And so we wrote this beautiful song to her. We took it to Benny. We were very scared because Benny is...
That's her manager. But, yeah.
That's her manager. But 30 seconds in, the smile that came upon his face let us know, we might have something here. Wow. So we ended up writing three songs for her. And to me, that was just a beautiful thing that let me know, do not box yourself in. Other people will try to do that. You don't do that. Don't assume that you know what somebody's going to say or do or think. You don't. So always try, always go for it, always get the deal.
I love it. That is like the best advice you can give to anybody.
Yeah.
Listen, if everybody listening out there, if you haven't checked out Bell Johnson, B-E-L-E, or just Bell, I am the only Bell. I love it. She's everywhere. She's got music. And that's the last thing I want to talk about. Tell us about your project and your...
So I have always, since I was younger, had a love for dance. And that in my life has come completely full circle. I grew up in the hood, Watts, California. Yeah. But I loved all of the dance groups like Snap and Corona and LaBouche. Mm-hmm. When LaBouche came out, I'm like, oh my God, they're Black. I can do this. They're doing it. Because it seems, because you know, when you're from the hood, you're in that little bitty small place. It's almost like being in the country. You only think certain things is for certain people. That's how small my mind was. And I'm like, oh, I'm not going to be able to do this. So I'll just be singing my Shirley Murdoch and my Betty Wright and stuff and trying to be soulful because they're not going to accept me if I'm doing this other stuff. So how this all have come full circle, I decided to step out and just work on my record with Brad Gobler. Brad Gobler was like huge in the 90s with dance music. And so he still knows it like the back of his hand. And it also came full circle because now I am the newest lead singer of LaBouche. So I'm so excited about how all of this has, it's just every time I try to quit this thing because I'm thinking, maybe I should be doing something else. God says, nah, you belong over here, girl. Stop playing. And so I'm doing my dance record. I had two singles out, A Rhythm of the Night, and I had Permission. Now the whole album has come out, and I have a beautiful rendition of I Want to Know What Love Is on there that I absolutely love. I recorded it all at home with my son sitting on my lap pretty much. And I'm really excited about it. And I've been performing with my band, the Funky Cousins. We've been performing around and doing all that. I'm really excited. I was with Kanye West he's the one who brought me back into this thing. I need it to work. And I was like, okay, I got to feed the kids. And the only thing that makes money for me is my voice. What can I do? And somebody said, oh, okay, Kanye needs some people for this choir. I said, I wouldn't normally do anything like that. But okay, I check it out. And I had to travel around the world, ended up winning American Music Awards, Grammy Awards, Dove Awards,
things of that nature. Just doing this.
All right, so tell, yeah, elaborate, please.
So Kanye West always had an album, and the choir had an album.
Oh, I didn't know the choir had their own album.
Yeah, so it's called the Sunday Service Choir album. I forgot. I think it's Jesus Is Born is the name of our album. Okay. And then also we sing on a select few of us will sing on his albums. So from there, you're getting all the accolades from that. Also the accolades from the album that we have. And made me say, you know what? I think I'm ready. I'm ready to stop being afraid of what people would think of me. They saw me, that whole thing. Oh my goodness. Because we know how this industry is. And so from now on, I decided to live my life with nothing but yeses and being unafraid.
Oh man, I love that so much. So wait a minute. So you won these awards as part of the choir or working with Kanye or?
Both.
Wow. And then were you nominated for the Grammy through that as well?
My first Grammy nomination came because I wrote a song called Loving Me. It was a theme song to a reality show. The reality show was called R&B Divas. And I was actually on tour with Miley Cyrus. And they said, congratulations, Belle. We heard that. And I said, huh? Congratulations to what? And I'm like, what? And so that was my very first Grammy nomination. But officially for these Kanye albums and the choir albums, there have been American Music Awards, Grammy Awards, Dove Awards, things of that nature. So, yeah, it's been a wonderful ride.
You have all of these under your belt now.
All of them.
Awards. That's incredible, Belle. That's huge.
You know what? I'm realizing how huge it is. I have a friend that tells me all the time, you don't even understand what you've done. And I said, maybe I don't. But I'm so grateful. I'm so super grateful. And I'm so grateful to the people who continue to think of me.
Yes, it's so funny because for some reason, when we're in this industry as a side person, as I call it, and we have all these achievements, we tend to not give ourselves as much credit as we deserve. My wife tells me that all the time, what you just said.
Yeah.
Tells you. So, yeah, we have to really revel in it. And let me say something to the people who are listening that say, I don't have that. Okay. I just heard it this morning and I won't get it correct according to the German philosopher today, but basically he's saying there's two types of joy in this situation. You can have a joy that says, oh yeah, when somebody shares bad news, that person failed. Yeah, see, I'm happy. They didn't get it. I'm glad they didn't get it because I didn't get it. Or the other type of joy is when somebody has a success or good news and you're literally happy. Like,
there you go.
Wow, that is so amazing. And that's what we all need to really focus on train our mind to go there first instead of the other one.
And know that just because someone else made it or your idea of making it or this person got the gig, that doesn't take anything away from you.
That's right.
I went 5 years listening to all my friends gig and do this and do that when I thought I was quitting. And guess what? I posted about them. I rooted for them. I was genuinely happy for them and will always be, because somebody else's success doesn't take anything away from you. And know this, you can be a great singer, guitar player, bassist, pianist, and still be in the room with another great person that does the same thing you do.
That's right.
It takes nothing away from you.
That's right.
Your only competition is you, because you know when you're slacking, when you haven't done what you're supposed to do.
Amen to that. I love this. This was so great, Belle.
I had a good time.
Yeah. Hey, listen, with all this stuff going on with Ye, what's your take on it? You've worked with him. Was he cool? Was it a normal experience?
When I say, you know what? I have learned in this industry, when you're working, no need to speak on the artist.
That's the answer I was hoping for.
I say this much. Yeah. We have to allow people in this world their free speech, because we all have it. And we all have probably said or done some things that we look back on and go, oops, we should have done that.
They added the new emoji.
And so that's what I say to that. I wish him well. And I wish everybody else well.
Yeah, absolutely. Last thing I want to mention about that. Another thing I want to tell people, listen, when you're working with high profile celebrity artists, don't try to be their
friend. Please don't, because there is no friend.
There is no, they hired you. You are working for them. You're not working with them. You're working for them, and you are not their friend.
Don't get caught up, guys, in the friend thing. And there have been many gigs where they go, we're cool. Family. And it. No. Listen to me, guys.
No.
That is all your family as long as they need you.
Yep.
And it's no shade because it's really business.
Yeah, it's not malicious. It's just business. Yeah.
Yep.
That's it. So know your boundaries.
Know your boundaries. And just know, if you do what you need to do on the back end, I promise your time will come. I promise you, your time will come. Take this, enjoy the journey, and find your way. Because you'll probably find that the thing you thought you wanted isn't even what you wanted. You wanted the other thing.
That's right.
So just enjoy it. Enjoy it.
Man.
And thank you so much for having me on today. Hi, I'm Belle Johnson, and I'm a career musician.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.